Hey, this is Kim Thiel, and you're listening to the 20th anniversary reissue of Super Unknown, the Super Deluxe Package. We also have Adam Casper, engineer and producer, and Greg Anderson from Southern Lord Records and the band Sun and a number of other bands. The five discs that come in the Super Deluxe Package include the remastering of the album Super Unknown to make it more sonic and present, updated from 20 years ago. We have a disc that contains the B-sides are all correlated with the singles that were released from Super Unknown. We have a disc dedicated to the rehearsals. That's unique for this package and for Soundgarden, we've often guarded these things jealously. But there's some fantastic rehearsals in pre-production of our working out various songs and tracks. The most significant that sticks out in my mind right now is the song Half, where our rehearsal version has this instrumental part that we called second half at one point. It was not on the final Super Unknown version, but it is the complete version of the song as Ben had written it. And other rehearsals, including some strange little outtakes. We have a disc of demos, which we probably guarded even more privately than we did the rehearsals. This includes demo versions of Super Unknown songs that were recorded by Chris, Ben, and I think there's one by Matt. The fifth disc is a 5.1 surround sound remix of Super Unknown / Blu-ray. The Blu-ray aspect of the disc includes this beautiful animation of the photography and artwork that Josh Graham came up with for each song. That's a great visual if you want to set yourself in between these five speakers and trance out to the album. Adam, perhaps you can explain the 5.1 surround sound remix since you did it.
The surround sound idea was hatched by Jeff Fura, and a lot of artists are starting to do surround sound versions of their classic albums.
Yeah, I think Jeff at Universal has done that with Rush.
Yeah, so most bands are, and the approach that I took was to try to match the original mix Brendan did with the band in 94 as the starting point, which is you know, generally what I think people do. You try to recreate that mix as accurately as possible. And I was really familiar with the material, so I was able to get to do that. And then you kind of expanded out to 5.1 surround from there, but always with an eye on the original intent.
No, it sounds great. It definitely gives a different listening experience. I believe it's the motion, especially of some percussive elements, guitar colors and leads, and some backing vocals that kind of create this movement in the song. It augments the personal and intimate element of this album in particular, Super Unknown, which is definitely a headphone album to begin with. Certainly not a party album or a dance album. I think the 5.1 really brings that out for I'm assuming that our fans enjoy the record the way we've enjoyed it. There you go. Five discs, some unusual rarities, some previously released material, and some never-before-released material. And the beautiful graphics from Josh Graham, photography from Kevin Westerberg, and the liner notes from David Frick.